Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Slidelock Podcast. I'm your host, William Reichel, the podcast where we deep dive into all things related to the security industry. Join us as we take a deep dive in discussing training options, analyzing statutes, analyzing real-world scenarios, and exploring the practical application of the Texas Penal Code for the security professional. Whether you're a seasoned officer or just starting out, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we're diving into a critical topic that impacts every single one of us, the security of our nation's power grid and critical infrastructure. From recent news stories to ongoing concerns about cyber and physical attacks, it's clear that our energy infrastructure faces real and growing threats, a clear and present danger to say. While discussions about digital security and cybersecurity defenses often dominate the headlines, today we're going to focus on something just as crucial but often overlooked, the role of physical security assets in deterring and preventing attacks on the power grid. We'll explore the vulnerabilities in the power grid, the consequences of the exposures, and how armed security officers can play a vital role in safeguarding the infrastructure we all depend on every single day. Start off with understanding the vulnerabilities. Our nation's power grid is one of the most complex and interconnected systems in the world. It's made up of power generation plants, pipelines, substations, transmission lines, and distribution networks and supply yards. But with complexity comes vulnerability. A single point of failure in the grid can have catastrophic consequences, causing widespread power outages, disrupting industries, and even putting lives at risk. Yet despite these high stakes, many of these sites, especially substations and transmission hubs, are inadequately protected against physical threats. People either don't know or don't care how fragile the system actually is, and just how toppling one domino would create a cascading failure across the system and bring us all back to the pioneer days. According to some reports, critical facilities are often left exposed due to outdated security measures, insufficient surveillance, and simply being located in remote areas that are difficult to monitor. Some experts argue that we're turning a blind eye to these vulnerabilities, leaving these critical points as easy targets for bad actors. While energy CEOs are making millions of dollars in profits and bonuses, the financial neglect on the system is setting us up to have a catastrophic consequence. Consequences of a blind eye. It's not just a hypothetical problem or something out of a doomsday novel. There have been documented attacks on our power grid that expose us to risks. According to federal reports, we are actually at a 10-year high for physical attacks on the grid alone. Let's look at some of these examples that have made national headlines in recent years. In 2013, we had the Metcalf sniper attack. In California, gunmen fired more than 100 rounds into the Pacific Gas and Electric PG&E substations, damaging 17 transformers and causing millions of dollars in damages. Despite the severity of the attack, though, the perpetrators were never caught, and this incident was definitely a wake-up call for the energy sector. Then again, in 2022, Moore County, North Carolina, attackers used firearms to shoot and disable two substations, leaving over 45,000 residents without power for several days. The incident disrupted daily life, forcing schools and businesses to close while authorities investigated the attack. In 2022, Washington State had its own attacks. In a coordinated effort, four different substations were deliberately attacked and vandalized, leaving thousands without power during the holiday season. These attacks were later attributed to individuals seeking to cause civil unrest. The Arkansas power grid sabotage in 2013, a man deliberately set fire to and sabotaged high-voltage power lines, causing significant damage to the grid. The attacker's stated goal was to bring attention to vulnerabilities in the system, highlighting just how fragile and accessible the critical sites can be. Again, in 2021, Ohio power station attack, individuals attempted to damage a substation using explosive, charging the facility with the intent to disrupt service. Although the attack was foiled, it underscored the increasing frequency of the attacks. And then again, these are just physical attacks. These don't include the increase in cyber attacks as well. The media and government attribute many of these attacks to be white nationalist groups like neo-Nazis and other domestic extremists and environmentalist groups. We have to look not just domestically, but we also have to look abroad at our international bad actors like Iran and China and Russia. These are just a few examples, and they illustrate a troubling trend, which over the past 10 years, we have seen the increase in physical attacks on the grid. These physical attacks on the grid are not only possible, they're happening with alarming regularity. Next section, how armed security officers can help. This is where security officers fit in. How can we fix this? While there's no single solution to protecting our grid, deploying armed security officers at critical points of infrastructure is one step that can have immediate impact. Trained security professionals provide a visible deterrent against would-be attackers. Here's how they can make a difference. One, they provide immediate threat response. Armed officers are equipped to handle potential threats in real time. Unlike remote monitoring systems, they can respond immediately to suspicious activity and physical breaches. 2. Deterrence through presence. The mere presence of a trained security force can dissuade attackers from targeting a facility. 3. Intelligent monitoring. Security personnel can combine human intuition with advanced surveillance tools to identify and mitigate risks before they escalate. This is where AI can help augment the security professional. 4. Preparedness for complex scenarios. Whether it's a coordinated assault or vandalism, armed officers are trained to handle a variety of situations that could impact the grid security. Focused attacks on our infrastructure are always going to be difficult to thwart, but the percentage of opportunity crimes and attacks is greatly hindered by a chain link fence and a padlock. Just cutting down those types of opportunity attacks allows resources to be funneled into areas that help thwart larger scale and more complex attacks. By integrating physical security officers like armed officers into our overall defense strategy, we not only protect individual assets, but are also creating a stronger, more resilient grid. Next segment, practical solutions for moving forward. Improving grid security requires a multi-layered approach. Here are some practical steps that energy companies and policymakers can take. Conduct comprehensive risk assessments, which would be identifying the most vulnerable points in the grid and prioritize them for enhanced physical security. Integrate physical and digital security measures, which uses advanced technology like drone surveillance and AI, and biometric access systems in tandem with human security personnel. Increase funding for physical security. Redirect or allocate more resources to hiring trained security professionals and installing hardened physical infrastructure. Raise awareness among stakeholders. Policymakers, utility companies, and the public need to understand the risks and the different solutions that are available to them. Let's tackle some common questions about physical security and the power grid. Question: why not solely rely on technology to protect the grid? Reason being, technology is an important component, but it can't replace the human intuition and the on-the-ground presence that physical security offers and provides. Cameras and sensors can alert us to threats, but someone needs to respond to those threats in real time. Question: is it expensive to hire armed security for every critical site? Answer: obviously, yes. It requires an investment. However, the cost of a major attack on the grid, whether from damages, lawsuits, or recovery efforts, far outweighs the price of prevention. Question: are there examples of successful deterrence by armed officers? Of course, while not always publicized, there are definitely documented cases where the presence of security personnel has prevented theft, vandalism, and potentially more serious attacks on the infrastructure. In recent years, there has been an increase in attacks on our not only our infrastructure, but the supply chain as well. You've been seeing an increase in copper theft over the recent years, and physical security has definitely been making an impact on that. Until we increase our physical presence with more security officers, you're going to continue to have thefts and probing attacks on our critical infrastructure. As we've discussed today, the security of our power grid is not something we can afford to overlook. While cyber defenses remain essential, physical security measures, including armed officers, must be part of that equation. Next time you flip on a light switch or charge your phone, remember the systems behind giving you that power and the importance of protecting them. Let's advocate for better policies, smarter investments, and a commitment to keeping our grid secure and being more financially responsible for the money that goes into our power grid. So thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you found today's discussion insightful, don't forget to like, follow, and share. Subscribe for more deep dives into critical topics and issues. Join us every other Thursday evening for more insights into the security industry, where we'll break down training options, interpret legal jargon, and discuss real-world scenarios. I'm your host, William Reichel, and thank you for tuning into SciLog Podcast. Don't forget to like, follow, and share. Remember, stay safe, stay informed, and stay ahead.